You can win tickets to see Billy Joel at the MCG by listening to the Christian O'Connell Show later on tonight. 9 o'clock is when you'll hear him, Christian O'Connell, and he's giving away tickets all week. So tune in for that. It is up and at him, though, this morning. Sure, we don't have Billy Joel tickets to the MCG, but you can win $100 in the Secret Sound. If you sell it right, they sound equal, don't they? Jenny Lendman, hello.
Hello.
Happy Tuesday to you.
And to you.
Quickly becoming one of my favourite days of the week because it's Ask Adam and Jenny Anything Day. And not only does that mean I get to, you know, learn a bit more about you and your answers to these questions, but also the things that the people who ask want to know.
Yeah.
And that's great.
And the people are coming.
They are. We're flooded with great questions, which is really good. Let's start off with the big, important one, shall we?
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ask Adam and Jenny Anything. And anonymously, we put out a thing where we can ask anonymous questions because some people don't want to have their names to it, right?
Sure.
It's fair enough.
Yeah.
So the big, important question
Or maybe one person has multiple questions.
Well, maybe one person does have multiple questions. And hello to Robert, if you're listening. Where did you get those gorgeous earrings in the picture? Now, the picture, I believe, is the picture of us at the Meadows Country Fair. And
yes.
I believe it is the orange slice earrings, which are cracking earrings, must be said.
Oh, thank you. My sister got them for me for my birthday from a place I love.
Right.
So one is a whole orange,
right.
Shiny whole orange. The other's a segment of orange.
Nice.
Bit different, unusual. And it's from Fox and Ginger.
Right.
Very good stuff
Fox
on social media.
Good one.
I've got some other earrings of theirs, actually.
Oh, do you?
Including ones that look a bit like a peacock feather.
Perhaps we should send this audio to Fox and Ginger and say,
yeah. Do you guys want to do a collab?
A collab? Do you want to do a collab with my ears? That'd be great. What are you sporting today?
Oh, what
a little
fantail
type situation.
Oh, these were, I'm not actually sure where they're from because I got them from a friend at a clothes swap.
Nice.
Yeah. And they're just cute little white flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
one. Don't mind an earring or two.
There you go. Fox and Ginger. Shower at night or shower in the morning? Now, this is a brekkie person is an important one because we get up silly early. What are you doing? Are you jumping in nighttime?
Yeah, you got to save time in the morning. You got to get everything ready.
Right.
So I have a shower in the evening. And
right.
I've got my outfit ready to go.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, there'll be a wardrobe malfunction.
Right.
And I just don't want to...
And by that, she means red and green will be
seen
or something.
Oh, no, you
can't
do red and green. Only at Christmas time.
Right.
It's a no-no.
It is, yeah.
Well, look, someone might be able to get away with it.
Right.
But, yeah, no, as much time as possible saved in the morning because
right.
it's chaos and I just want to get out of there. And also, it's so nice being all fresh in bed.
Right.
Keep those sheets fresher for longer.
Right, okay. I'm no. I mean, I wash my sheets. It's fine.
Oh, well, that too.
I'm a I'm a morning showerer. I find it necessary to wake up.
Oh, you need it.
I think it's good. Sometimes I'm a nighttime shower if I'm like really tired and I'm like, well, I'll save myself a minute or two in the morning. But
some people desperately need it to wake up.
At 3:32 in the morning, I'm in a shower, brushing my teeth and washing my hair. That's what I'm doing at 3:32 in the morning, if anyone's ever wanted to ask.
Yeah, well, someone did ask.
Someone did. Here's one that's a little contentious. You might have heard that there's a radio station in Adelaide called Nova 919.
No, never heard of them.
Never heard of them. They had a couple of South Aussies called Ben and Liam doing their breakfast show.
Good.
And they're great lads.
They're good dudes.
Very good lads. And they're off to Melbourne because there's more money to be made in Melbourne and they're quite good.
Okay, good for them.
So they've decided to have a new breakfast show. We have survived... Up and Adam has survived several incarnations of breakfast show in Adelaide now.
Yeah.
Cozzy's gone.
Yeah.
Ben and Liam moved on. Jodie Oddie and Andrew Hayes are the new breakfast show on Nova soon. What do you think? I think you have her beat. which is lovely. Thank
That's
you.
That's nice. She's a nice woman though.
Is she?
Yeah.
I've not met her.
I've met her before.
Have you? Nice woman.
Yeah.
Look, good. Great. I don't know if it fits.
Although she gave me a backhanded compliment once.
Right.
She was like, oh, that's a nice dress. They don't really make those anymore, do they? It was kind of...
look, I've seen a lot of her social media at the minute, a lot of stuff because she does a weekend show already. Yep. And they don't make hypercolour tank tops anymore either, Jodie. Maybe dress up if the camera's on. Anyway, no.
No, but she's nice.
She's okay, good. I've not met her. I think it's just the least inspired selection of anything since just clicking the terms and conditions on your Apple account. Like, it's just...
What's uninspired?
Well, there's just seven people that can do Brekkie Radio.
Oh, I know. Just it's sad, isn't
she's
it?
She's done it before. Do we have any new and exciting people?
Well, we're not that new. We're exciting, though.
We're exciting. Well, we're new to Adelaide, wouldn't we be, you know?
Yeah, but our listeners don't want that.
True. I'm just reading them all. Do you want to? I'll read them.
Oh, sorry.
No,
yeah,
no,
you
it's
don't.
Okay.
Don't, don't.
Love the Chicken Man episode,
oh,
says Shane from Murray Bridge. It was great. She's everywhere. She's everywhere. Are we pushing our luck in requesting How Green Was My Cactus? Look, a couple of people have requested How Green Is My Cactus. We're working on it, all right? Some of these radio shows from back in the day. Bloody amazing station. You guys are running, travelling over Yorks for work, but listening on the iHeart. Keep smiling, Shane. You're saying everything right, Shane. You're saying we're great. That you love us and you're listening on iHeartRadio, which, according to the metrics, is very important for our new owners, okay? So thank you very much. I don't know what the question is. Can we hear How Green Is My Cactus? Yes, we can. We'll do that a little later on.
And I don't even know what that is.
It's a great... It's a political satire, Australian, and... and when I was in Alice Springs, I did an Alice Springs version ripoff called How Brown Was My Alice.
Okay.
And it was very popular too.
That sounds like something you'd do.
Yeah, it is. And finally, I demand to know if Inga is okay. I miss her. I believe she is okay.
She's just on planned leave, isn't she?
Yeah, she's just she's back tomorrow.
Okay.
Chris Guscott doing a great job, but for those...
Inga, demand to know.
On brand. Around they say. Demand to know if Inga is okay. I miss her. Well, miss her no longer. She's back tomorrow.
Good.
From 2.
Cool.
In the afternoon.
Yep.
Thank you, Jenny.
Oh, there'll be more, though.
Plenty more.
There's a few more questions.
Parts 2 and 3.
There's like a philosophical question
there's
in there
a couple.
As well. I've got to think about it. Say something good.
Also, there's one about our music.
Okay, what
and,
does it say?
Brendan's not particularly enamoured with the way we're playing our music at the minute, so we will have that answer after 8.
Oh.
Okay.
Would he like us to play records instead of pressing
no,
on
No, I think he'd like a couple of extra tunes or something, but we'll get to his question. I mean, it's a legitimate question, and we thank Brendan for it.
Okay.
We will answer the question and see if it makes him feel any better about the whole situation after 8 o'clock.
And you can ask your questions too.
That's right. There's plenty of chances, either through our socials or on the text line 0417 063 963. Thank you for doing the radio bit just then and talking it all back. I forgot.
Yeah.
Jenny Lenman, ladies and gentlemen, back in 14 short minutes with the 7:30 local news update. It's Up and Adam.